Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so happy to say that we back. Welcome to Happy Foot Sad. I'm your host, Travis Helwig.
I'm Darren Miller.
And it's important for you to know, as you could already probably tell, I have a cold. You can hear it. I'm sorry. This is one of my least favorite things on a podcast, is when a host has a cold. But we're celebrating tonight. So I don't have a cold for the next few minutes.
Thank you for calling out sick from your cold.
Yes.
What a match. Another banger. We're back. I don't even remember the skit. I'm trying to think back to what it was like. I can't even recall. It must not have been that bad.
Max kept saying it on the broadcast, but he was like, just last weekend, they thought we'd never score again. And I'm like, I know Max listens occasionally. I think he's talking about us saying we'd never score a goal again.
I think, will they ever score a goal again is something we said verbatim multiple times.
And Abel brings up a great happy foot to start the show. We won in Texas. For the first time since October of 2021, we won a game in Texas. There's three teams in Texas. We play a lot of times in Texas, and that's a huge step. There's so many fucking happy foots, so many fucking happy foots. I was going to say sad foots, but there aren't that many. There's a couple of injury concerns, I'd say.
Sure.
Darren, I feel like I always start off with the happy foot. Why don't you give us a happy foot start?
I would love to. I've got a lot of happy foots. Kike finally breaking through, getting the goal.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted it. I love when someone scores and they've been due and the whole team is just so happy. Yeah. They just all wanted him to score so bad. It's a little funny that Bouanga did go to goal first on that one. But yeah, another happy foot of mine was that Bouanga got a garbage goal, not just a goal. I just feel like there were a few garbage goals, actually, which we don't have enough of. Like,
they weren't going.
That means we were put in a position to get a garbage goal. That means people were crossing. That means people were creating chances that were going off of goalies and defenders and things like that. And not just like, I'm going to do it all myself and score a beautiful goal, which obviously also happens plenty of times. But
I want to go back quickly to Kike, because before you move away from Kike,
please.
People were giving him a hard time. In the LAFC community, he hasn't been on the team for a long time, but every time he's on the field, he is so fucking fun to watch. And I know that he had a couple of shots last game that should have gone in. We did end up winning that game 5-1. I think you can give him that hard of a time if it's like Bouanga not passing to Vela or whatever in whatever game that was, the Messi game. But like, in a game where we win 5-1 and a young kid misses a bunch, he still was in those spaces to get those opportunities. And tonight, I'm so fucking thankful he got that goal because I think he's going to get so many more. He just got in his head a little bit.
Yeah. My other happy foot was everybody getting minutes. Like, we had a lot of rotation going on. We felt solid the whole way through. Our defense kind of slipped up at the end a little bit. But it didn't bother me. It was just this game and the last game, the teams aren't good. That's fine. They're not good. But, like, it was so clear that everything was so much more comfortable. They were in control. The ball movement was good. It's tough because it's not – it feels like we did correct the things that needed to get corrected, but without the competition to really challenge us to do that. Like, it's not, I don't know that we were at the point of questioning that they are capable of doing this. I think we were at the point of questioning that if they're capable of doing it against intense competition, which, like, we're not facing right now. So yeah. I will say that.
Yeah. Both of these teams were not good. And I think losses or draws in these games could have been real disappointments. I mean, I think this Austin game, I was anticipating a draw or a loss. It just felt like one of those trap games that we would throw away this season, and then we didn't. And I'm hesitantly excited about how we're ending the season, especially with most of our players healthy. Acosta hopefully will be back soon. I am a little worried about Palacios getting banged up two games in a row. We need Palacios if we're going to go far in the playoffs. And I don't think Chiellini was actually injured. I think he was just upset about getting fouled pretty hard. But he had a beautiful goal, and I think we need to give Chiellini props for his beautiful goal.
Yeah, he really came back and scored, and that's what matters. Beautiful header goal.
a couple other happy feet. Ordaz starting. Ordaz and Oliveira looked really fun next to each other, especially with Bowanga. What a fast front line. And I thought that was – it's good to give Vela a break. And I don't know. Ordaz deserves the minutes. He has yet to play a bad game with us. Tillman needed that goal. I'm happy that Tillman got that goal. I think he's had a bit of a disappointing second half of the season. We all agree. I think Tillman also had gotten in his own head a little bit about what his role in the team was, and especially with Acosta maybe out longer, sure. Who knows? We need to be able to rely on Tillman, and I'm happy he scored. And it was off a Bowanga assist, which, you know, there wasn't so long ago we said he never passes the ball. So I'm happy that we saw some great long balls from him.
He was also not doing it sometimes. It's funny to watch. You're watching before your eyes. You're watching him, like, try against what is natural for him to, like, improve and progress, which is funny and cool at the same time.
I think that Miami goal, Miami, like, missed pass was maybe a real educational moment for Bowanga.
Yeah.
Of, like, it is my team, but I have to remember that Carlos Vela is the captain of this team, you know?
Yeah. Which I have something to say about that later. I wanted to ask you about. Well, I'll wait till that's later. We've got people waiting. Let's bring on Joey Wunbar. I believe... I think, are you ready to come on?
Okay, no, he's picked up the camera.
He's got the camera. Does he have service? No. Oh, no.
It's too early in the show for nips.
Ah, damn. The visual design was so good, though. I mean,
it is a good
you
bit.
Laughed your head, so that's a good fucking sign, if you ask me.
Who was that?
Yeah, well, that's what my wife was saying. Who is that?
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for the great one bar gag. Joey, any happy feet for the game?
Well, yeah. Oliveira looks like he got a goal. And I'm, you know, a little sad foot that we gave up a clean sheet. But man, Max is just, he continues to gut out wins for us. So we're clicking at the right time.
Yeah.
And that's why it was okay for me to come on with my visual gag with my one bar.
I think your visual gag was very good. If we weren't dominating so much, those two goals would have hurt a lot more. But that one goal was really fun where he hit it off the back of his head. That was cool. If we weren't up by four goals, I would have been upset. But both of those goals, Chiellini's fault.
Yeah, incidentally. But he can do no wrong. I mean, he's never made a mistake in his life. So
yeah. Yeah, he will forever be maybe my favorite player on LAFC. I love him so much.
Yeah, well, I think that's all I got for you guys.
Thanks for
a gag for a minute.
Thank you for the tasteful censorship.
What was that bar? What is that?
a piece of cardboard I found in our closet, right?
Oh, I was going to say, did you like use a box cutter to make it?
No. I should have labeled it though.
All right. We'll workshop it through the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, this is going to, we can build on this. This is good.
I think I might've protected a frame. So anyways.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Joey.
Always a pleasure,
all right,
guys.
Thanks for coming on.
You know, it's a win when we see some shirtless white boys on this podcast.
All right. Well,
I don't know if we want to bring the vibe down this early, but Jeff Talk's here waiting and he's flipping us off. If we don't like him, we can send him back on. For those of you who don't know, Jeff Talk is the heel of the foot. He's the enemy of the show. And I want to hear what bad things he has to say.
You know, it's been a while. I almost miss him. Jeff, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Thank you. I would like to say that White Boys Gone Wild is actually the subtitle of this show. Thank you to Able to Steve who put that in the chat. You guys thought I was going to bring the energy down, right, with Travis cosplaying as the Mucinex monster? Jesus Christ, dude. Like, how sick are you? Fucking take a day off, man.
Well, I feel like I would have taken this off if I didn't miss like two weeks.
He took his days off. I'm sorry. He's already at his max.
It's wild that I can hear all of the phlegm just undulating in your throat as you talk. Like, this is disgusting. You want to talk about like a family show? You being on here that sick?
Oh my God. This is such a good sign. Guys, LAFC must have played so well that Jeff is resorting to just making fun of Travis.
That's all you got. I'd like to do that on every episode, but I try to keep it.
Yeah, but you save it for the end. You do.
What's hard is I'm on his side. I hate when sick people do podcasts. It sounds so disgusting, and I apologize to everyone.
Travis, but Vince isn't here either. You got to do what I do, which is always be congested so no one knows any different. From the beginning, it just sounds – this is just what I sound like. But, you know, it's not normal.
Jeff, are you ready to say that we're back though?
Here's what I think.
Because you said we were not going to make the playoffs, and currently we sit second in the West.
I'll go back and find the tape.
I'll find the tape.
Travis, spend all of your time we're not on strike anymore. You need to find a job. We all need to find a job.
My wife makes plenty of money. I don't need a job. I can coast for as long as I need looking for this tape.
All right. Spend all the time. I guess. Yeah. You don't have kids. You got lots of spare time. Listen. Here's where I think I'm ending up. That I am disappointed with not winning League's Cup, not winning CCL, whatever. But we lost all of those games against good teams, and we're not going to be playing any more good teams. Do you know what I mean? Like the team that like really smoked us was Miami, who has missed the playoffs. Yeah. Right? Like, who am I actually afraid of? Like, St. Louis can beat us. These teams can beat us. But we're not playing Tigres. We're not playing Monterrey. We're not playing, like, these big Mexican teams that are super great. So I think, like, we have a decent shot in the MLS playoffs. I just, you know, and it's not fun to just be sad the whole time. You know what I mean? I'm optimistic.
I'm more scared of teams in the East, to be honest. And I need to acknowledge your growth as a person.
Thank you so much, Jeff. You know what, Jeff? Jeff is somewhat of a character on the show, but it's a complex character. He's a real human. Okay.
Yeah, his origin story
contains multitudes.
His origin story is that Steve Cherundolo killed his parents.
That would mean he had to make good tactical decisions to kill my
parents. And he has. Oh, okay.
Has he playing the same system?
I'm scared of Seattle. I think Seattle's a good team. I think in the West, the team that I would least like to play outside of LAFC is Seattle.
Also, you and I now thank you for your bone cancer joke, Abel Castillo. That's spectacular. I should stop reacting to things people can't hear. That's really bad podcasting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Abel Castillo just commented, Talk is optimistic. Is he sick before he got bone cancer?
Before he got bone cancer, is an all-time rival. Yeah. Before he got bone cancer. Well, you and I now have divided loyalties a little bit, Travis. Drew Carey bought me $1,000 worth of meals during the strike.
Yes.
Like, for those of you who don't know, Travis and I are both WGA members. Drew Carey paid for everybody's meal at Bob's Big Boy for 5 months. And I'm deeply, deeply cheap. So I bought a lot of dogs.
Yeah.
Before, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was, I will never hate Drew Carey forever.
He bought everybody drinks at Swingers too. That was the thing. If you live on the West Side, you get to drink for free. I don't have
Oh, that's cool. Eddie, so, okay. Do you think I don't know how to handle you when you're optimistic.
Yeah, what do we do?
This is weird.
Okay.
What do you get? Compliment me now.
No,
you have nothing?
Your wife's great. That's my compliment for you. Your wife's very funny, great strike captain. Really was out there on the line a lot. I saw her a lot. Yeah, I didn't see you as much as I thought I would, but I saw her a lot.
Oh, when did you start coming to my gig? Because I think it was just towards the end of the strike.
I started coming to your gig after I was doing location pickets and getting up at 5 a.m. to get yelled at by Disney security. And then also make friends with the Teamsters to the point where they remember my name and I can send them Christmas cards. I know you were at like a gate or whatever, but I was actually there.
Guys, the strike's over. I know you're all sad, but you're sad about it. You're gonna have a lot of memories that you can take with you, though.
It's true. But much like my grandfather was constantly haunted by the Korean War, I will constantly be haunted by Bob's Big Boy and the backside Universal Gate with Travis.
Danny Angel asks, what team does Drew Carey own? Drew Carey owns the Seattle Sounders. I mean, he's like in the way that Will Ferrell owns LAFC. It's like,
but that is the best investment because he bought in like super early when it was like not a big deal. And now that team's worth a ton of money. Like they've got to be worth like what do they say LAFC is worth? Like $900 million or something? Like he's
real. How many Bob's Big Boys? Count in Bob's Big Boys.
Speaking of unions, I want to say shout out to the IATSE workers in Minnesota who walked out of the stadium before the game against the Galaxy today and fucked up their broadcast because their employers, which I believe is Minnesota and the MLS, wouldn't negotiate with them anymore, wouldn't give them health care. So they walked out and then they had to buy a bunch of – they started working with scabs, which is why the broadcast looks so fucking shitty. But yeah, so shout out to the IATSE workers who walked off. Any happy feet or sad feet, Jeff?
My sad foot is that the LA Galaxy referred to that as people refusing to show up for work, I believe,
insane.
On Instagram post.
Insane.
So, by the way, the Galaxy players are unionized. Like, that is a nonsensical take from the front office that these people didn't want to show up for work.
I think MLS put out those statements. I don't. Both they had very similar statements, the Galaxy and Minnesota, and I think it was MLS that put out those statements.
I think
and just a lot of people who did not contest it at all, and we're just like, yeah, sure, okay, I will put that statement out.
I mean, maybe not. AG sucks, so who knows?
AG does suck. Yeah. My happy foot would be that I think you have Bogusz and you have Oliveira as the new additions, and I think they're both playing really well. It feels like we found the place for Bogusz, and it feels like Oliveira is getting his legs under him, and if he can be. He doesn't need to be the best guy on the field, but if he can be better than Brian Rodriguez was, which is how I feel at this moment, like we really have a chance. And unlike Stipe, who I have a special affection for because Travis hates him so much, Oliveira has the same level of technical skill that Stipe does, but he's a lot more physical and he's a lot more direct. And so I feel like with him and Bawanga, and if we ever find an actual nine, say next season, I think we have a really, really good chance at really doing that counter press the way that Toronto team. So I think like, I have been really hard on the front office for not replacing the guys that we lost and, finding this joke of a nine that we have. But I think you got to give him credit for Oliveira. And I think like that's going to be a big thing. And that could be the kind of thing that tips a playoff game.
It's so nice to finally hear you admit that you're an idiot and that you don't know what you're talking about most times. Like it's really it makes me feel good. It's growth as a person for you to go. All of my opinions have been wrong. Travis, Darren, and everyone who listens to the podcast have been right.
What I really like
just coming back groveling at our feet.
You right want now. It to be a bit
tail
so
between his legs,
Travis. That you're mad at me, but it's such not a bit. And there's such like earnest, like tremors in that voice when you're mad, and not just from the phlegm. Those are real emotional tremors.
I was gonna say that's the mucus.
I've had to cough
so many times.
I think we were dancing around it, but we can all agree we really wanted to see Mario out there. He didn't get the minutes that he deserves. That was my sad foot.
I mean, but that's the biggest sad foot of the season is missing on that and in the summer transfer window and missing.
I feel like if he gets his reps in, like he could come. Like I don't think the way we've seen him play is necessarily the only thing we'll see from him.
Now that we have options,
definitely disappointing that we haven't. Yeah, I think it's definitely disappointing that we haven't seen anything great from him up till now. But I just don't think he's had enough reps for it to be like a done deal. This is all we're going to get from him.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, I hated Stipe Buick when he was our only sub up front. It was like him and Opoku. And now that we have other options, Stipe's ability to find other people and get through traffic doesn't bother me as much. It's just, you know, he wasn't finishing and he continues to not really finish. What does he have, 3 goals on the season? Something like that?
Something like that. Something like that. Yeah, I feel the same way. It's not that serious when you have other guys stepping up. They can settle into their roles that are based on their strengths.
Yeah, but I think
Abel Castillo wrote
Abel Castillo's going hard on Jeff Chalk in
Jeff
the comments.
Chalk looks like a comedian who tweeted an off-color joke a decade ago and is hoping no one finds it. JK,
but does he think that I'm the like Chris D'Elia of this podcast, or does he think that I'm the Stavros Halikas of this podcast? Because
I think I would rather you be Stavros than Chris D'Elia.
Yes, yes, yes. My I am much thinner and my dick is much bigger than Stavros. Oh shit. I can't get the show.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah.
We let you stay on until you lie and then we have to kick you off. thanks for coming on. We love you. Have a great weekend. And it means a lot to me that you know, my brain's not working. I got nothing.
It's good. It's a good bit. It's a good thing they brought us off strike so you could make great jokes like that. You know what I mean?
Jeff, thanks so much for coming back on the show. And thanks to Jeff for coming back on the show and admitting he's always been wrong. And
that's my biggest failure I think I've ever had, was trying to come at him at the end there and failing.
You set yourself up when you didn't have you didn't need to set yourself up if you didn't have something to go with.
No, it's been a rough couple of days. I thought I had allergies, and then today I was like, yeah, I'm sick. It's not COVID.
I hate that when you're like, I'm going to get through this. It's just allergies. And then it gets worse instead of better.
It's been a rough couple of days where I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And then today I'm like, all right, let's have some soup. Let's do it. Tiny Donuts says something that people are going to dislike. I think we are better with Acosta not in the starting 11. Darren, your thoughts?
Interesting. You know, to be honest, I don't think we're better or worse. I think we have enough flexibility there that, like, we got the job done just fine without him tonight. I don't think he's superfluous by any means. I love him. I think he's amazing. But I've said this the past couple shows, I think. We're showing a depth right now that has been, like, kind of like a far-off promise and also a failure for most of the season. The question going into the whole season was like, will we have the depth to handle this? And then
we
got off to this amazing start. And then we were like, at a certain point, it just became, oh, wait, no, the answer is just flat out, no, we don't have the depth. We're fucked.
Yeah,
that went on for a very long time. And now we just straight up have the depth now.
The only place I'm worried about depth really is the back line. Like if we had one more injury back there, that's why I was so scared about Chiellini. Yeah. It's like, you can't lose people. Our defense has been great, and they mentioned that on the show that we've let in very few goals this season or the last few games. But I think we're rated like first. It was most tackles is what they said on the season, which I thought was interesting. And Palacios leads the league in tackles,
probably in cards too.
Lindsay Moss says Stipe's had more reps than Oliveira. Oliveira is more polished than him at this point. I think that's 100% true. I think I would much rather have Kike out there than Stipe. Kike Stipe. That's
what the Lindsay Moss follow up here also in the comments. Acosta is one of the best disruptors in the midfield. I can't argue with that either. Yeah,
I think Tillman has had good two games. I would rather have Acosta out there than Tillman.
Yeah, I think that's how I feel too. I'm not nervous with Tillman out there, but I would Acosta's our normal starter for a reason. So
yeah,
I would like him to be back as soon as possible, please.
Yeah, if you put our roster on a wall, I'm picking Bogusz, Sanchez, and Ilya. No question.
That's a happy foot I missed. Bogusz was everywhere tonight, as he has been. Still consistent. At least two of the goals we had were really thanks to him. He put the actual cross together that built the goal. He's like the heart of the offense. It's beautiful. And he keeps doing it. And I love him.
I had a thought earlier before the podcast. Who do you think is a more important player in LAFC history? Denny Bouanga or Diego Rossi? And I guess it depends on how the playoffs go this year.
Yeah.
Rossi obviously means a lot to this team. He scored the first goal. He was here for a long time. Bouanga won an MLS Cup with us and immediately follows it up with potentially an MVP season. He's in the running for sure. And now he's, what, three goals ahead in the Golden Boot race. Rossi also won the Golden Boot. But I don't know. I have an affinity for Denny Bouanga that feels at least on par with Diego Rossi. And we won a championship with Denny Bouanga. The commenters are disagreeing with me.
I was going to say, I think right now I would go with Rossi. But I think that what you're really getting at is I think we don't know how long Bouanga's going to be able to stay with us. But I do think he has the ability to surpass Rossi in less time than Rossi was here, right? Like, you're posing the question, like, did he get to that point in our hearts quicker than Rossi did? And yes. I think he still could do that, but I don't think he has yet.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Bouanga, Danny just made a good point, which is that Rossi helped Carlos reach the highest heights of his ability. Denny is doing it on his own, and I agree. And that speaks to both of their strengths. Denny is a very different player. But, I think of, Carlos is obviously the most important player in club history. And then if you think of other players, Rossi's probably two, right? But Bouanga's got to be up there at three. Chicho's up there, too, but Chicho's only had a season with us.
Right. That's Bouanga what I'm saying. I think it depends on how long. I think it depends on how long. And Bouanga came in, how much of last season did he play?
He came on near the end of the transfer window last season. He had a couple rough early games, and then he was great in the playoffs. Like, he scored the winning goal against the Galaxy in the playoffs. Right. In one of those Galaxy games. We played them. No, it was in the playoffs. And then he did really well against Austin. Chicho scored the winning goal against the Galaxy. I'm wrong. But he had a brace against Austin.
Why do you give up Chicho, Travis? Why don't we just keep Chicho?
We could have kept him, Darren.
Fizz isn't here. Everyone go off. I think it's also – there's a bit of a pick your flavor to it as well. Like, Bouanga has that, like, his presence dominates the pitch in a way that Rossi didn't really do, but he didn't need to either. Like, his dependability and consistency and well-rounded skill set, I think is still unmatched even by Bouanga if you take his entire career with LAFC into account. But Bouanga does have that sort of, like, not just charisma in general, but like, charisma based on his play. Like,
yeah. This is Bouanga's team.
Like, he's a huge magnet.
Like, Bouanga's number one. You know, like, this is his team. And that was never true for Diego. And I feel like that,
right.
That is why maybe he has outsized impact in our hearts. Who are your top five in the history of the team?
In the history of LAFC?
Yeah. Not your favorite players.
Did we just get to the top three?
Historically most important.
Most important. I mean, is this the top three? I would put Ilya in three, actually.
Yeah.
Maxime.
No, I'm blanking on his fucking name. Center mid. He played with us for the first three, four seasons. Why am I blanking on his name?
Oh, that feeling is contagious. Now I am too.
Fuck, this is embarrassing. What is it? Someone in the comments, tell me who I'm forgetting. Atuesta.
Atuesta, yeah.
God damn it.
That's so funny. That really is contagious. Is it for everybody? It is for me. Anytime someone has something on the tip of their tongue and can't get it out, I absolutely cannot either. Every single time.
Simon is in your top five. Simon left before the end of the first season, didn't he? Or he left in the second season.
I did love him.
I did too, but like
you're referring. Like a, by the way, you're not mentioning this comment. Tim Morgan commented: Vela, Simon, Buongo, Rossi. What was the last one there?
Atuesta.
That's a solid top five. But yeah, Simon is like he skyrocketed to the top of that list based on how long he played. I love that all these people in the comments are weighing in here. This is great.
Zelaya was the Fito. Fito, my favorite DP of all time. Blessing, yeah, you got to put Blessing in there.
In the top five?
I mean,
now we're at the point where it's like defined Dio. Important. Yeah. Are we talking about just like
okay,
heartstrings important? Or are we talking about like impact important?
Yeah, I think if we're talking impact, it's.
If we're talking just heartstrings,
Vela, Blessing Rossi
number one
are in the two. It feels like Blessing was just on the team yesterday, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like he's still on the team?
I mean, he's still just like texting all of us, keeping in touch.
Palacios is a great call, I think. Yeah, like Palacios has quietly been, and he's now
talking about impact.
Scored our fifth most, or I mean, has played fifth most games of any player. I feel like
100 games. That's crazy.
Yeah,
100 just MLS regular season games. I think.
You know what's frustrating is that if you're talking about impact, you have to put Gareth Bale, and he's not the most important player.
Well, you said to the history of LAFC. I mean,
if we didn't have Gareth Bale, we wouldn't have won.
Pretty important.
He's got to be in the top five, which sucks because he doesn't deserve it.
Right now, I'm thinking there's like 12 to 14 players that really need to be in the top five.
Yeah. This is fun.
Maybe this is stuff for maybe we should really like think.
This is some off-season shit.
Yeah, this is a good. Let's do a whole off-season episode for this.
This is actually good because I think we have next week is off, so we'll do a oops all banter and we'll do some shit like this. We'll make on the Patreon if you want to send in questions for oops all banter, we'll do one. And
that'd be great. Yeah,
stuff like this is fun where we like rank shit.
Yeah, and I want to get other people. I like seeing other people's lists too.
You want to bring Luke on for a second? I have to hop off camera for 30 seconds.
All right, please welcome LAFC Luke. Welcome back to the show.
Hey.
I'm gonna take Travis off. Hey Luke, welcome back to the show.
So I just gotta say, like, I love jerking off when we win. I mean, you know. Well, like, look, you know what,
thank you, Luke. Thank you.
I just gotta give the call back. I don't care if Austin are a terrible team. By the way,
it's fun to jerk off.
Notice Minnesota just beat the crap out of Galaxy and they're out.
Did.
Galaxy are out. That's a happy flip.
And by the way, Austin was coming off a big midweek win. So like, and they had to win this. So you know what? I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I this feels good. I mean, we're doing what we need to do. I feel like we're jerking off when we need to jerk off.
Okay. Listen,
I kept thinking,
a fantastic callback from Luke, but we can't make this the kind of thing where we're obligated to turn it into an ongoing bit from now on.
The fact that you said that will make it an ongoing bit.
I know.
I will say, I wanted to bring up your constipation metaphor earlier, and I was like, I'll hold it. We don't need to talk about it.
That's what you think, and then you get constipated.
Well, you hadn't scored in so long, and now we can't stop scoring. That's all.
Oliveira, a personal individual constipation release tonight.
And we all get to root against Seattle after this. We can root for Vancouver tonight.
Yes.
Root for Vancouver tonight, and then for us to beat them in 2 weeks. So, yeah. Not sure anyone said it. My happy foot's got to be Ilya Sanchez. That dude was everywhere, getting his toe in front of so many passes, deflecting the ball, getting interception. I mean, that dude was killing it on the field tonight.
For sure.
And he does all this stuff. He doesn't get the credit because he's not getting the goals. He's not getting saves, but like he was just rocking out midfield. And between him and Tillman looked really solid. I actually think our three minutes, Maddie was a little, I mean, I whatever. He had eyes for goal and was trying to get shots left and right, and it wasn't the greatest.
He's taken a couple of outside shots recently that have made me groan, but he's hit them before, so I can't be mad at him.
Yeah, my sad foot is only womp womp for Galaxy. It's really a very happy foot, but it's kind of
I think
sad
Greg Vanney's gone.
It means that Chris Klein is gone. It means that they got Chris Klein out.
Oh yeah,
and that's actually a really
that
sad
deal
because I love Chris Klein. I think
he was great in the American Pie franchise. I loved his role as the jock in the American Pie franchise.
I'm gonna miss him.
He did a really great job with the team, and it's just too bad.
Yeah.
He's been great for LA proper.
He's been really great for the city of LA. He's been wonderful for the city of LA. I think Greg Vanney's gone, and I am a little worried about them getting better next season, but boy, does it feel good to have six seasons of being better than them. Six whole seasons in the league, six seasons of being better than them.
I think especially Vanney. Sorry, go ahead. No, I cut you off.
No, I had nothing intelligent to say.
Oh, okay. I think especially Vanney. I don't know a lot of what the vibes are of a lot of other coaches in this league, but even beyond the fact that they're rivals, anytime I've seen him speak on camera, he just comes off like the biggest asshole.
He's such an asshole.
He's just an asshole. Like, maybe he turns it on a little bit differently for LAFC games, but like there were halftime interviews with him where he's like super smarmy, and
he seems like he punches walls when he's angry. Like, yeah, the drywall in his apartment have huge holes in it.
I thought you were going to say
there's a lot of red flags visually in his apartment.
He does punch down for sure.
I had to get that out of my chest.
It just feels good to know that usually there's some parity in this league, and for every year we've been in the league, we have been better than them. Even the year we didn't make the playoffs, or did they make the playoffs that year?
No, they were better than us that year.
Okay.
But by just like 2 points or something. But they did not make the playoffs. The very last game of the season, last goal in like the 92nd or something, and they were out.
And I'll take that as the season we're going
in 2021.
It doesn't count if you're both bad.
Yeah.
There's no better. There's no better.
Thanks for coming on, Luke. We love you.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
See you later.
I'm glad that Luke mentioned Ilya. I'm always happy when someone mentions Ilya because it takes someone noticing him actively to get him into the conversation.
Yeah.
And he's always there.
And same with Acosta. I feel like we didn't give Acosta enough props, and then he immediately got hurt. When they're not getting goals or stops, it's hard to pay attention to them. I might have to call it a little early tonight, Darren. I'm feeling not great. And I feel like we talked about a lot of this stuff.
I was about to say, I don't know that there's any, this is feeling like a thorough, complete deal. It's a goal party. We had a great game. We got our happy foots out. We got our sad foots out. We had some guests.
Let me double check. Let me see if I had any other sad foots, but I think I said it all. Chiellini on goal. Oh, Rigoni stepping on Hollingshead made me very upset. Just like an unbelievably stupid fucking foul. We're going to beat St. Louis in their stadium and win MLS Cup in Cincinnati. Okay. I love that comment. Great. Yeah, I'm into it. I'll go to those games. I'll travel. Look,
this was exactly what, given that we had to stop in the position that we were in at the end of the RSL match, if you're going to stop at that point and think, what is the best thing that could happen as we finish out the season of these next three matches, these last two are exactly what we were hoping for.
Yeah.
And if we can keep this going on the last match of the regular season, I can't think of anything better to ride out into the playoffs.
It's scary to have two road games to end the season, but winning in Texas in this style gives me a lot of hope. Vancouver needs this win a lot more than we do coming up, so I am a little scared. But I'm confident in this team. And even in those games where we weren't scoring, we were playing better than we were earlier in the season. I think the RSL game felt bad because it was a game we should have won. But those 0-0 ties, we were playing well in Philadelphia, in St. Louis. We tied in Campeones Cup. I know that we ended up losing, but we actually probably should have won because of that bad ref call. I think we're hitting a good stride, and I don't think we need to be as scared as we felt like we should be at the preview episode of this match.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. And I, even if it ends up just being like enjoying the moment in the moment, that we should be doing that. So let's do that. Someone check on Mao. Mao is a caller who came in.
We haven't heard from Mao in a long time. Mao's not a fan anymore.
Maybe not. Like the show. He called into an early post-game show
in Texas.
An early loss in Texas.
It was Houston.
I can't remember whether it was a Houston, who drove a long way to go to that match and has never seen us win there. We got the win. I hope he's doing great. Shout out
to Mal.
We'll see you on the next post game. No, we have a preview episode.
We have a preview. But what we'll do, I think we'll do an episode next week for Patreon subscribers, and then we'll be back with a preview before the Vancouver game.
All right.
All right.
If you're interested in listening to that episode, join the Patreon.
I love all of you.
I love you. Bye.
My voice sounds like this. I really wish it didn't. I love you. Bye.
Guys, I'm so sorry about Travis.
Bye.
Travis, feel better. Bye. I love you. Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.